Chapter 24. A Misguided Evil. The Everfree Hideout. A few hours after the attempted assassination. Serpens was still in a good mood. And that mood had remained ever since his successful mission. Sure, it was unfortunate that he'd had to take things into his own hooves, and that now he could no longer walk around Canterlot with the face of the commander, but that was the beauty of being a changeling. He could just pick a new one. Not that it mattered anyway. Princess Twilight Sparkle was dead, any self-respecting changeling queen would seek revenge for the death of their daughter. Revenge on the Hive, or in this case, the kingdom that had spawned the killer. The fact that he had also been able to lose the Royal Guard so easily added to his contentment. Serpens was in a very good mood. Now, all he had to do was sit back and watch the fireworks as Chrysalis and Equestria tore each other apart. Whatever survived would be easy pickings for Crudelis and her horde, and Serpens' own hive would get to survive another day.
Crudelis may even let us in on some of the spoils, Serpens thought to himself.
All that was left to do was to heal the true broadsword's wounds and make him presentable, so that he didn't look like he'd been imprisoned for any amount of time, and then kill him. Once that was done, he could just be dumped somewhere for some random pony to find. It would matter very little who. Serpens, in his arrogance, just had to tell his guest the good news.
"Greetings, broadsword,"
Serpens said cheerfully as he shifted back to his true self. The imprisoned Pegasus opened his eyes a little and managed to look up at his captor.
"What do you want? You've already taken just about every ounce of information and memories I possess. What more could you possibly need me for?"
Serpens began circling the restrained pony.
"Oh yes, I have indeed taken all I can from your small pony mind. It's always interesting to get such a unique perspective on an individual's life. And I've got to say, you really should have asked her out to prom. Missed opportunity there."
Bending his neck to follow his movement around the room, Broadsword stopped and snarled.
"What has got you in such a cheerful mood?"
Serpens' grin grew.
"Oh, come now, Broadsword. You of all ponies should know the satisfaction that comes with a job well done."
Broadsword narrowed his eyes.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean that I won. Twilight Sparkle is dead."
He practically started pronking. Broadsword's eyes shot open momentarily, before he shook his head and snorted.
"And why should I believe your word? For all I know, you're saying that just to torment me."
Serpens finished his current lap of his captive and settled down right in front of him, looking him square in the face.
"Oh, I am saying it just to torment you. But that doesn't mean it's any less true."
The full weight of his words hit, and Broadsword deflated back to the ground.
"You're a sick bastard, you know that."
Serpens chuckled.
"Oh, I know, believe me, I do. Anyway, I've got a few things to finish up. You'll be seeing me again real soon. One final time."
Serpens lit up with green flames as he transformed back into his disguise and began to make his way towards the exit. Before he reached it, however, he turned back around and looked at the captive pony.
"Oh, and one more thing. You know that mare you should have asked out to prom? The one you always lacked the courage to ask out after?"
Broadsword stared daggers at the changeling infiltrator. He was not really pleased at having his mind and privacy of his own memories violated. Sirpen simply smiled at Broadsword's silence.
Well, I didn't have to make her jump out of that tower. But how could I resist?
With that, Serpens turned and left the hidden cavern holding the pony commander. The smirk he wore not leaving as he went. It only grew larger at the strangled cry he heard coming from behind him. Serpens passed the perception filter that was hiding the smaller cavern and proceeded back into the larger cave that held their hidden sanctuary.
Commander!
One of the ponies he was deceiving approached him and saluted. Quickly hiding his grin, he replied to his call.
Yes, Lieutenant, what is it?
The disguised changeling asked. Reporting a lot of activity in Canterlot. Our attack has definitely riled things up. We'll have a more detailed analysis of the situation soon. Also, the survivors are recovering from their injuries and should be back to duty shortly.
Very good. Now, if you'll excuse me, the hour is late and I grow weary. You are dismissed.
Yes, sir. The lieutenant saluted again before marching off to do whatever it was he did. Serpens didn't really care at the moment. He just wanted to get some sleep. Past the central platform at the far end of the cave, an array of tents had been set up. In true fashion, the commanding officer got the biggest. Serpens stepped inside of a large, white tent, decorated with the flag of Equestria in various places. The inside had a rug floor, a table, a workstation with various utensils scattered around it, and a double bed in the far corner. Serpens trudged over to the bed while removing his gold armor he had been wearing and flopped down onto it, falling asleep almost immediately. Serpens attacked the training dummy with brutal efficiency, imagining it to be his greatest potential foe. He swung the broadsword down onto the dummy's head and split it open like a melon. He retracted the sword and examined it. It wasn't his usual style of weapon, but it would do. He would need to become proficient with it for the mission ahead of him.
Are you sure about this, Your Highness?
A voice asked. Serpens recognized it as the changeling sent to represent the interests of Queen Crudelis while arranging the mission's details. As Serpens continued to train, he decided to eavesdrop on their conversation.
Yes, tell Crudelis she has nothing to fear.
Another voice, the voice of his queen, Queen Vespula, spoke.
He will get the job done. He has an advantage that my other infiltrators lack. And what might that be?
The voices sounded as if they were moving towards him down the entry tunnel. Vespula smirked.
A conscience. Be that as it may, his methods seem a little robust. He may not be able to stay incognito as well as some of the others. Perhaps not. But he is manipulative and completely loyal to me, not to mention our best fighter. He could down a queen, given the chance.
By this point, the two changelings had entered the training cavern. But Serpens kept his eyes on the dummies, going through training movements.
I imagine that will help.
The representative pointed towards the bright red rune embedded within Serpens' blade.
Yes, give Crudelis my thanks for that little contribution.
The representative examined Serpens for a moment, before turning back to Queen Vespula.
I imagine you have come up with a plan to replace this broadsword. Of course. Your informants have already detailed Chrysalis's plan to retrieve her daughter. He will use the chaos of the conflict as a shield for his activities. And he will take part in the city's defense when the deed is done. We ourselves have also identified several individuals within the guard who may be easily manipulated by Serpens with enough honeyed words from their commanding officer. Well, it fills me with confidence that you have done your homework. I still wish I could say the same about your choice in infiltrator.
Vespula slammed her hoof into the floor. The noise was loud enough to make Serpens lose decorum and look upon the pair. Vespula was glaring at the smaller changeling.
My decision is final. Do not question me again.
The changeling was not daunted by the threat.
Threats, Vespula? In your position, do you think that is wise? Oh, forget about it this time, and will deliver my report to Queen Trudellis, as I have been instructed. I wish your infiltrator luck, and I truly hope he isn't going to be your undoing, Queen Vespula. You know the price of failure. My queen isn't as forgiving as I am.
Serpens slowly opened his eyes. His dream, or rather memory, was still fresh on his mind. Commander! A panicked voice called out. Groaning, Serpens got out of the large bed and quickly placed his armor back on. Marching out of the tent, he was met with the same lieutenant from earlier, but this time he was looking rather frazzled. He motioned the pony to follow him as he made his way up onto the central platform. What is it? What in these early hours could have gotten you so panicked?
It's Princess Twilight, sir. I have news.
The disguised changeling raised an eyebrow. News? She's dead. What news could you possibly have of that creature?
That's precisely it, though, sir. Our reports have just come back, and apparently she isn't. She's alive and being treated at the hospital in Canterlot.
What?! Broadsword's impression of the royal Canterlot voice was commendable. Panicked, the guard stumbled backwards.
I don't know how she survived our attack, sir, but our reports confirmed it. Sir, what?
The pony stopped as his commander glared at him murderously. Taking a deep breath to calm himself, Serpens spoke again. Every pony off the platform. I need to think, and prepare the golems, just in case we have company in the near future. The pony gulped before quickly vacating the area, before he had to face more of the commander's ire. All the others who had been standing on the platform shortly followed suit. Serpens propped himself up against the war map as he tried to stop his incoming rage. Twilight Sparkle had somehow survived, and what was the last thing he had said to her?
Queen Crudellis sends her regards.
Serpens gritted his teeth. Plans would need to be made. Even if she was alive, there was no way she could possibly be conscious after having the poison befoul her body. Twilight Sparkle needed to die before she woke.
Why couldn't that mare just die?
Serpens thought bitterly. He was not in a good mood.